Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What if I told you everything you know about the world is wrong? What if I told you that all the things that you believe to be impossible are, in fact, very much an ontological possibility? Reality is not what you think it is. It is so much more complicated, fascinating, and above all, it is terrifying. You see, we are at the fringe of the map, and there's more than just dragons.
I look at the blender.
You look at the blender.
And I think about making a green smoothie, but Adam, Now is not the time for a green smoothie.
You make the black smoothie to describe your emotions.
I walk to Harris Con. Is it open?
Yeah. I would say it's closed.
What about the general store?
The general store? Highs or lows?
Highs.
It's open.
I go into the general store and I buy a pack of cigarettes, Adam.
All right. The man who serves you... middle-aged, pretty nondescript-looking human being, about as boring as a person can look without opening their mouth. What a line. I should write that down.
Hey, Adam, you should give yourself a beat.
Yeah, maybe I will. That was all right.
Just a pack of cigarettes, please.
Yeah, sure. He takes a pack of cigarettes from the thing.
Do you do food and drink here?
No. Well, nothing cooked.
Could you make a green smoothie?
No, I can't make a green smoothie.
That's fine.
You could try maybe at the Pizza and Grill, or you could go to Harry's Con if you want to get poisoned.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm just saying, he had a little issue a few years ago.
You're not a fan of your friend across...
Oh, you're not a local, are you?
You didn't realize I was not a local.
No, I don't like to assume. I don't meet everyone in town.
Fair enough.
Well... A lot of people who go to Harry's Con, and a lot of people who go to Harry's Con don't know that. But yeah, a couple of years ago, there was a little incident. He had rats, and some of the rat poison accidentally got mixed into the food. Don't know how that happened. That's kind of insane, you know?
Adam, can I do like a, I don't know, check just to see if this man...
is lying?
Poisoned people, but to frame Harry from Harry's Con?
All right, I'm going to make that... a empathy wits, to be honest. No. So, yeah, empathy wits.
All right, that's just one.
No success.
Okay. Hey, Adam.
You don't know.
Heracles Melville is unsure. Tom 100% knows that this man is responsible for that crime.
Well, I'll just take the packet of cigarettes and be out of your hair.
If you need fresh produce, I sell fresh produce. I don't sell a blender, though.
I buy a whole bunch of green shit that he's got.
Look, so maybe this man poisoned people. Maybe he didn't. His produce section is a produce section. It's not...
whatever Harry's is.
Yeah, whatever Harry's counts as.
I grab up green things.
You can see there's definitely a higher level of quality to the general store. It's obviously kind of trying to market itself to a richer clientele, maybe.
I guess I have green ingredients now.
Thank you, son. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Don't worry about it.
Tell me, how old does this man look?
Middle-aged.
Tell me, when you were at high school, were there any ghost stories that you used to listen to?
People used to tell about, I don't know, you know, you get the standard sort of yowie talk and that sort of stuff.
Yowie talk.
You know, Bigfoots in the forests and shit.
What do you make of those stories?
I don't know. I guess, you know, we've not explored the entire world. The plantation down south, obviously, you know, man-made. So if there was anything living in there, we'd know about it. But I guess the rock field, you know, rock field, bushland to the north, anything could live there.
Yeah, anything could live there. The Rockfield bushland, is that connected to the mines in any way?
No. The Rockfield Bushland Reserve and the Long Plantation are kind of divided by the Chillingworks Road just outside. They don't really touch. So, yeah, the Long Plantation surrounds the gold mine and the gold fields, and then the Rockfield Bushland Reserve covers the rest, I guess.
Huh.
But yeah, I guess something, you know, if it wanted to hide, it would hide in the Rockfield Bushland Reserve. I don't know anywhere you could hide in the Long Plantation.
Why not?
It's a plantation. People chop it down. There's loggers there all the damn time.
Yeah. It's closer to the mines, though.
Well, yeah, but who's hiding in the mines?
You're
no Bigfoot hiding there.
You're asking the wrong question. It's what is hiding in the mines, not who. Thank you very much, son. I will see you later.
See you then, he says.
I walk out. I smoke this cigarette like it is the greatest cigarette I've ever smoked. Just the one, Adam.
It's the, they only have one brand here, Red Mandrill cigarettes.
Yeah, so I kill that cigarette so quick, it is literally gone, and then I throw the entire packet out in the bin.
You smoke one cigarette?
Yes, Adam, I smoke one cigarette.
All right. Well, you enjoy the cool, refreshing taste of a Red Mandrill.
And then I go back to my hotel, and I make a smoothie.
All right. So I'm going to make that a Crafts Wits.
Yep.
I'm going to give you a +2 for having fresh, nice ingredients.
So it's a one?
Yeah, it's a one.
Hey.
No success.
Hey, you wrote, it's marvelous.
All right. Hey. Roll the bad die. Yeah. All right. Oh, success on a reroll.
Thank you very much.
That's so funny. It's so funny that it's just objectively true that there's bad dice. Two successes. You make a delicious green smoothie.
Finally! I nearly cry. I drink the smoothie. It's delicious.
It is. It's delicious.
What happens when I finally achieve an aspiration, Adam?
You get a beat. And you get to pick a new aspiration. But we'll do that at the end of this.
Yeah. I am... I've got a tour of the gold field tomorrow, don't I?
Yes.
Which one did I say? Bismarck. Damn it.
Yeah, I think so.
That's all right. They're connected. There's enough murders that happen there. All right, I then go through, now to the smoothie, and I've calmed my nerves again. I put on some jazz, Adam, and I read through the exhaustive research.
A little bit of Beethoven?
A little bit of Beethoven. The exhaustive research that... no, you know what? That's a cliche.
Marilyn Manson.
Yes.
Smashing Pumpkins.
Smashing Pumpkins, yeah.
Give it some Smashing Pumpkins. No one's fucking doing anything to Smashing Pumpkins.
Heracles
music.
Melville loves alternate rock.
Heracles Melville loves alternate rock and...
grunge.
Piercing people off. Yes, and grunge.
Yeah, so I do some more research going through the all her exhaustive notes and also the notes that I photocopied about the Walsh deaths, see if I can learn anything about them.
One success. All right, I'll give you one thing.
Give me anything on Shelley.
You find the account of her attack. It was, once again, it's just described as an unknown assailant. They don't find anyone in connection with this one. You find a police coroner report that describes how unusual it was that her throat was slashed, but there was no blood or obvious damage. The skin had apparently just healed over. There's maybe like several medical reports just talking about how she was unable to speak for like 30 years. And then finally she got like an artificial voice box installed and she was able to, she regained some of her speech.
Hey, Adam, Can I make a prediction?
Yeah.
This fucking thing is going to talk like her, isn't it? It's got her voice box.
Maybe.
You hadn't considered that until I just said it, had you?
Well, things are complicated. It's not important. It's not important how this creature communicates.
Okay, good to know. Does it say anything? Did the father get injured at all? No.
The father was not injured, no. He actually, yeah, sure. As part of the police report, you get his statement. He was walking with his daughter, he just had to get pick his pay up or whatever. He just needed his salary, some accounting error or whatever. He goes into the pay office. He's chatting with the person there. And when he comes back out, he sees some giant person standing over his daughter. And maybe the in the document, they ask to clarify, what do you mean by a giant person? And he's like, oh, maybe 8 foot, 9 foot, thereabouts.
Fucking hell.
And then the creature or the man, they call him a man, but you might refer to him as a creature. Yeah. The creature stands up, turns around, and Shelley's father sees that he has in his hand a knife. Although in the description, they slowly work out. It actually looks more... He originally describes it as a knife.
But hey, Adam, is it a scalpel?
Yes.
Fuck.
It's a scalpel. And a large scalpel, a really large scalpel. But eventually, through like a police sketch sort of thing, they're like, this is a scalpel. A very big scalpel, but a scalpel. The police officer keeps saying, did you see any blood? Did you see any blood? Did you see any blood? And throughout the entire interview, every single time, Shelley's father confirms, no, he did not see blood, not even on the scalpel. After that, he had, there was like a security office nearby, and one of the security guards had very luckily been very careless and left a rifle leaning against the security box. Shelley's father had grabbed the rifle, shot the creature, winging it in its arm, and the creature appeared to be harmed by that, or like hurt by that, turned around and sprinted away. It leapt over the fence, jumping at least 20 feet, which the police write down to being like, he was just, everything was large, it was big, he jumped really high. Clearly the man is suffering from stress.
But hey, Adam, I know it wasn't
stress. It was like the 19, just going off the top of my head, like 1950s, 1940s. So they wouldn't describe it. You know, they would say stress. They definitely don't mention PTSD or anything like that.
That doesn't exist yet. We haven't had the Vietnam War.
We didn't invent stress until the 1980s. Yeah.
Yeah. didn't invent stress.
They just say that he seemed stressed, agitated, maybe even a little bit drunk or something. They just like explain it however they need to. So shot him, properly hit him in the arm, didn't seem to slow him down, didn't seem to hurt him, but it did seem to pain the creature. It turned around, it jumped 20 fucking feet into the air and then sprinted with great speed away.
All right, so I've got that. It's late now, I assume.
Yeah, quite late. That took another 2 hours, so it's maybe 8, 9, maybe 8:30.
All right, I'm going to go to bed.
Okay.
I'm going to call that a night.
All right.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
It is Friday.
And today is the day of my tour. Mm-hmm. What time do I have to be at the tourism office?
Well, you could have picked the time.
So I said like 9:30 or something like that.
Right, 9:30.
Cool.
You get breakfast again?
I do.
What time do you wake up?
Early.
You hear, no, wait, she doesn't knock. She just leaves it out the front. Oh, no, she does knock, of course. Why? It'd go cold. She knocks.
I open the door. I'm already dressed.
Oh, hello, darling. How are you doing today?
I'm a little bit aggrieved, Miss Carmichael.
She's wearing a new wig. This one is platinum blonde and is long and curly.
You've done something new with your hair. No, you know what, Adam? I don't say that because I'm not paying attention.
All right.
I'm a bit aggrieved this morning, Miss Carmichael.
I heard what happened. Must have been very rough, that poor lady.
Yes, you know her, Miss Shella Smith. She works at the library.
I know of her, yes.
Yes. You know about her voice.
Yes, terrible thing.
Do you know the details of that incident?
Oh, no, darling. You're stretching my memory there.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right. Don't mind that. Well, thank you for breakfast. I suspect I'll be in town another couple of days, but hopefully I'll be out of your hair sooner rather than later.
Oh, you're not in my hair, darling. I don't have any. She turns around and leaves.
Adam. here I was thinking this whole thing was like, don't mention the fact that she has wigs, but she just fucking knows.
Oh, if you'd said anything, she would have just been like, whatever.
Fucking hell. All right. I have my breakfast. I make another smoothie.
Mm-hmm.
And I head to it's early, isn't it, still?
Yeah, well, what time did you get up? She would have delivered the food at about 8.
Yeah, all right. Well, no, that's not... Then, you know, by the time I eat and get ready, it's about 9. So then I walk to
the old fire station.
The old fire station.
And you approach the old fire station, and you can see that there are several groups of people all milled about out the front. There's 4 distinct groups. You see an older-looking couple. They're maybe in their late 60s, early 70s. One of them, it's a man and a woman. One of them is wearing a cap that has, you know how you can get those in the US, you can get those caps that have like the logo and identification for like a US battleship or something like that.
Yep, I know exactly that. Yep.
Yeah. So he's wearing a cap from the USS Ronald Reagan, which either identifies him as an ex-service member or someone who just bought the cap.
Yeah. Looking at him, Adam, I'm going to go with he just bought the cap.
You're not sure. And then the woman, she's wearing a bum bag and she's got that, you know, that classic way that old people stand? Where they stand kind of like forwards.
Yeah.
Like they're almost about to, they stand like they're tripping.
Yeah, constantly in trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I understand. I'm picking up what you're putting down, Adam. I'm picking
it up. There's a group of young-ish looking friends, you assume. One of them's wearing a shirt. We'll get to that in a sec.
Okay.
One of them looks like she might be a goth. You're not 100% sure.
Okay.
She's wearing a lot of dark clothes and way too many layers for the weather that you're currently having.
All right.
Then there's a young looking couple. They're standing there arm in arm. Every now and then they do that like young couple, like cute look at each other. You know what I mean? Like a fresh.
Oh, we're off on a little holiday together. A
very cute thing. But then when they're not looking at each other, the guy looks incredibly bored.
Man, what you do for love.
Yeah, I know. And then there's a Asian family who are quite obviously tourists.
Yeah. Yeah, wow, like a large group.
Yeah, I mean, everyone here are tourists.
Yeah. But like, this is like a big, like when you, like a big visiting family of like everyone's there, kids, grandparents.
It's a big family.
Yeah.
You're waiting for maybe 10 minutes. People are just, you know, in their groups having conversations. You can hear the old.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what big wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Older married couple, they're probably the loudest.
They American, Adam?
They're definitely American. they've both got like deep southern drawls.
Well, I'm going to introduce myself to them. I'm hearing someone with my voice.
Yeah.
Why, good morning.
By the time you introduce yourself, the old married couple and the young couple have kind of come together and they're having like, Adam, the old couple, young couple chat.
I love, like, you have just described any kind of tourist experience ever where there is an older couple and a younger couple and they just kind of become one. My other favorite trope in like tourist kind of trip things is the two couples that haven't met at all before this trip are on this experience together, and at some point, like, something really dumb happens with one of the other tourists, probably someone like the American man in the hat, does something really dumb, and those two couples exchange a look, and then they are bonded for the rest of the experience.
The older man and the younger man having a chat. Oh, no. They're not having a chat. Sorry. They're both very quiet as the older woman on like an iPhone 2 or something is going through and showing the young girl
Adam,
pictures of.
It's not an iPhone 2. It's a big tablet. She's taking photos on the first iPad.
In 2014, was the iPad out?
Oh, I'm going to. I could check it.
When did the iPad come out? All right. The iPad came out 2012. All right. Yes.
Yes. Bang.
It's an iPad. She's on an iPad showing the young girl pictures of, you can see her family.
Yeah. Oh, that's lovely. You know what? I'm not going to intrude on that conversation. Is the goth girl by herself?
No, it's a group of,
that's right.
They seem like friends.
But they're all kind of.
Yeah. If you want, you can listen in on the conversation and try to work out how they know each other.
Yeah, I'd like to do that. I'm just going to wait for, what is the name of the lady who takes the tours? One of my two arch nemeses. Natalie?
No, it is. I think this is a classic thing that you do. Jennifer Palladino?
That's right.
You're getting her confused. Oh, no, wait. You're not getting her confused with the librarian is Annette.
That's what I
mean.
I
don't know where you got Natalie from.
Annette and Jen. They hate me because I was rude to Jennifer. And you know what? She fucking deserved it.
All right. So I'm going to get you to make a wits comp roll. You overhear them chatting and you deduce that they are work friends. They work in the video game industry. They're up from Melbourne.
Okay.
All three of them. Yeah.
Right. Bunch of gamers.
One of them, her name is Gabriella Sawyer. She is so excited to get a t-shirt in the old fire station. She is really looking forward to it. It's going to be she knows it's tacky as hell, but she's looking forward to it. Then there's the goth girl you don't really know that she's, you know, you're like, could go either way. She could have just dressed inappropriately for the weather, or it could be that she is a goth. It's hard to tell.
Or another alternative, Adam. Mm-hmm. She's a vampire.
Fairy pot. Wow. Look, hey. What's your occult intelligence?
It's 2. It's also an asset skill.
All right. 2 plus 4 for your intelligence. Look, some vampires can live in sunlight. It's not common.
I just make a mental note.
It's not common. But they don't necessarily dress like goths. You know a little bit about vampires. And
probably
some
met a couple.
Might. Yeah. They're kind of just, in a lot of ways, vampires are just kind of people. So depending on the personality.
Twilight lied to us, made them dress all cool.
The goth-looking girl, you know, one of them mentions that her name is Izzy. Or like in conversation, you hear her name is Izzy. And then finally, Florence Hawkins is the last of the group of friends. You can see she has like a lot of bound up energy. Anytime she's chatting with someone, she like rocks from backwards from one foot to the other, like she needs to go for a run or something.
Right, she is barely contained in this space.
Mm-hmm.
Great. I don't know if I can be bothered making chit chat with these people, Adam.
That's fine.
Heracles is tired. The only lead he had a stroke in front of him.
And then finally, there's the Asian family. They appear to be speaking maybe Mandarin, maybe Cantonese. You don't know the difference necessarily.
Do I know the difference because I specialize in languages because of my academic skills?
All right. I'll let you roll to try and pick something up. So that would be I'm going to call it wits academics.
And it's an asset.
That's 2 for your wits plus 4 for your academics and 1 for specialty. All right, with 3 successes, I would say that you understand that they are speaking Mandarin, actually. They'd be speaking Mandarin,
yep,
not Cantonese. You understand the difference between Cantonese and Mandarin, and you understand that this would probably place them from mainland China.
Do I know? Can I understand what they're saying?
You understand. You can figure out that the family is predominantly father, mother, 2 kids and a couple cousins who have tagged along. And you can tell, or you hear the little girl, the youngest, she's like 10. She has a backpack with a teddy bear facing the other way in it.
Yes. Good.
Yes.
Oh, Adam, just also, I forgot to mention, on this trip, I've brought with me my baseball bat, which seems unusual.
Uh-huh.
But if someone asks me about it, I've got an explanation ready to go.
Okay. So, yeah, she's got a teddy bear in her backpack, and she keeps asking her mom, you know how little kids love to pick shit up off the floor?
Yes.
She's got that in a massive way. There's like a dirty lolly wrapper in the gutter, and the little girl wants to pick it up so fucking bad.
And her mom's like, don't.
No, it's not a blanket for your teddy bear.
No.
Do not pick it up.
Don't.
It's disgusting. Don't touch it. The dad of the family is wearing a I Heart Melbourne cap.
Oh, this is good.
He's not talking much, but he has like a map of the local area. You probably have like an identical map that you grabbed from the old fire station. He's got a map of the local area and he's like inspecting it really closely. You can tell that he's trying to memorize it.
Okay. Interesting. Fun for him. I'm not going to talk to any of them, Adam. I thought about maybe like making polite conversation, being a bit charming, but see, if people talk to me and know who I am, then I'm not going to be able to slip away from this tourist group undetected later.
So the bunch of work friends will, if you have the baseball bat with you, the bunch of work friends keep giving you like side eyes, like what the fuck? And the guy in the young couple, he also keeps glancing over at you, but he's got like a different, like more of a sizing you up sort of thing.
No one says anything?
No one says anything.
What's interesting to note is that the bat has the word Croatoan carved down the side of it. So, you know, just adds to the whole, I look like an insane man.
You do, yes.
That's good. Powerful.
So you're waiting 10, 15 minutes before, what's her name?
Jen, my arch nemesis.
Jennifer, yeah. Jennifer shows up. She unlocks the door. Oh, she, you know, cordially says hi to everyone. She unlocks the door and lets everyone
cordially
in.
Cordially says hi to me.
Formally says
yeah,
hi to you.
Yeah, I was going to say.
She lets everyone in and then starts taking a roll of names.
Great.
She quite obviously, yeah, like has a... do you pay attention to anyone's name?
Yes.
The old couple are George and Mercy Casper.
George and Mercy. Great. I already know who the game is. Mm-hmm. Florence, Izzy, and...
Gabriella. Gabriella Sawyer, Izzy and Florence Hawkins. The young couple are Blair and Alex.
Blair and Alex. Which one's which?
They're both... I didn't even do that on purpose.
No, I was like, Adam, I need to know which one's Blair and which one's Alex.
Blair is the girl, Alex is the boy.
Great. Do you know what? That's what I thought it was going to be.
And then the Chinese family are Song, Ma, Wan, and Shi.
Great.
You don't catch the cousins' names.
or grandmas.
There's no grandmother.
Oh, damn.
It's just a bunch of cousins. You assume the cousins are a late add-on. You don't think they're actually on the list.
No, they've just turned up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jen's going to have fun with that.
Melville?
Yes, ready to go.
Highs or lows?
Lows.
What? Would you like to leave the bat here?
Pardon.
Well, we're going to be climbing a little bit. It's some steep inclines and such, and I don't think you're going to be able to carry a bat.
That's okay. I can use it like a walking stick. See, what I like to do is when I travel to unusual places, I like to get a photograph with me in this here bat, which I've had as a family heirloom for a number of years. I take it everywhere I go.
George Casper nods knowingly.
I take it everywhere I go, Adam. That's not that much of a lie.
All right, well, that's still a deception check. Jennifer accepts that. She doesn't want to make an issue.
She also doesn't care enough about me to make this a big deal.
No. So if everyone's ready, we'll pile into the bus and we'll drive down to the Goldfields.
Wonderful.
Goldfields?
Yeah.
Yeah, Goldfields.
Which one am I going to again? Bismarck.
So yeah, Bismarck Goldfields and the Barnhall Gold Mine.
I'm going to the Bismarck Fields.
Yes.
Yeah. Good, because that's the one I want to go to.
All right.
Well, maybe I want to go to Barnhall. Man, I've learned so many things. Fuck. Let's go.
Round the back of the old fire station, there's a small parking lot. And in the parking lot, you see, you know, one of those half buses?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they took a bus, chopped it in half,
yep.
moved the wheels so that there's still four wheels.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those half buses around the back of the old fire station.
I think the term you're looking for there, Adam, is minibus.
Minibus.
Mm.
Yeah. Actually, you know, or is it maybe one of those vans? And hey. They make a van a bit longer.
Yeah,
and turn
yeah.
that into like
they
a
get,
bus.
They get a little bit of the bus and stick it to a bit more of the van.
A mega van or a mini bus. It's more of a mega van, actually.
Now, to put it out there, a mini bus isn't quite a van. Like, it's bigger than a van. Like, a mini bus is a bus still, yeah. but it's, you know, probably seats like 20. Whereas a van seats like 12 if you like, it's a big van.
Oh, yeah, true. Hang on. Let me think. One, two up the front, and then you think you can get like three rows of three.
I think we're going to need a minibus. We've got all those cousins.
Yeah, it's the minibus.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Actually, you know what? They've got one of each, and she unlocks the minibus.
Ah.
Both of them have the Old Fire Station Historical Society printed on the side. No, like, logo or anything fancy. Just, like, Corio new font. Just Old Fire Station Historical Society.
Are we absolutely certain that it's not papyrus, Adam?
It is definitely not papyrus.
Okay.
You all pile into the minibus, and as you're getting in, I'm going to get you to make a wits composure check, which is another 5.
Okie dokie. Let's go, Key.
Well, you got 5 successes. That's a beat.
Well, that's good.
You notice as you're coming up, not only do you notice, but everything properly registers. On the inside of the minibus, there's like a little sign printed and blue tacked to the side of the bus that says it's like a cautionary, like safety instructions thing. And it says quite clearly for the Bismarck Goldfields that you will not be allowed to, when you are in the mine, will not be allowed to bring any electronic devices or any devices that can create a flame.
Hmm.
It probably also says that it's like a safety precaution. No, they wouldn't mention exactly why, actually.
I mean, I can infer the open flame is because of gas.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mine.
Mm-hmm.
Explosions. Mm-hmm. Death.
Yes.
No electronic devices is weird.
Mm-hmm.
So no cameras.
No cameras.
Well, no, you could take a camera if it didn't have a flash and wasn't digital.
Yeah.
But then what's the point? Can't see shit. Hmm. This is interesting. Catalog that in the back of my book. I add it to my little notebook with all my little notes in it.
You drive to the Bismarck Goldfields. There's like decent conversation along the way. You're still kind of avoiding chatting?
I'm still kind of avoiding chatting. I've got a lot on my mind.
All right.
Does anyone try to have a conversation with me?
Nope. Everyone kind of breaks back. The older couple and the young couple kind of break off back into separate couples. The work friends don't really engage anyone else. They're kind of only there to hang out with each other. And the Chinese family are largely quiet up the back. You notice there's a big age difference between the two kids there, the brother and sister, not the cousins. Yep. The one of them is like maybe late teens and the other one's like 10,
yep.
like really young. The older one, the boy, you see the entire time that you've been observing him, he has his phone out pretty constantly to take photos, you've noticed? He's been taking loads of photos.
Hmm. Of what?
You would assume things that he thinks looks artistic.
Right, okay.
Like as you're driving up, if you pass like a beautiful looking hill with lots of gum trees on it or something like that, he'll take a photo of that. He took, back when you were waiting for the old fire station to open, he would like walk out into the street so he could get like a good angle of the older looking buildings and stuff like that.
Hmm. All right, so nothing sinister, just...
No.
Just touristy.
He's just very keen on taking nice looking photos.
Well, it's going to be a shame.
Not of people, of areas.
Can't take any photos of the gold fields, so, well, the mine.
Mm.
The mine. The area around it. No worries, the mine though. Hmm.